This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Belarusian authorities arrested two leading opposition activists allegedly helping to spearhead protests in Belarus, demanding the resignation of longtime President Alexander Lukashenko following a disputed election. The opposition's Coordination Council said police in the capital, Minsk, detained its members Olga Kovalkova and Sergei Dilevsky on Monday. City police confirmed their detention. Tens of thousands of people rallied in the Belarus capital Sunday despite warnings from the army. They called for Lukashenko to resign after the disputed election results, a post-election crackdown, and a heavy military presence in the city. Protesters, many wearing and waving the opposition's colors of red and white, chanted freedom and "We will not forget, we will not forgive," as they walked in the Minsk city center. The protests have been the biggest challenge yet to Lukashenko's 26-year rule. The August 9th presidential election was marred by allegations of fraud. Official results gave Lukashenko 80% of the vote, while his closest competitor garnered less than 10%. That competitor, Svetlana Tsiyanouskaya, fled to Lithuania after the election, where she's been making public statements in support of the protesters. On Sunday, a Belarusian state television program showed Lukashenko flying over the pressed protesters in a helicopter. Before landing at his residence, he emerged from the helicopter wearing body armor and carrying a rifle. While state media reported about 20,000 protesters took part, opposition-leaning media put the estimate at nearly 100,000 protesters. You can find more on this and all the other stories we report on at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.